And after all that talk about anger, let's have something now that's going to make you smile. Mim Egan is 103 years old. Yes, 103. And this is her story for our Life in 500 Words series. Her turning point takes us back to 1937 when she met a tall, handsome man who owned a car.
I met the owner of the Riley at a barn dance at a ball in Wollongong in 1937. He could dance and I could dance. We left the line and moved into the centre of the hall, where we enjoyed a few rounds before rejoining the dancers. Another round. Barn dances went on for so long and I met him again. This time he asked if he could take me home, but I already had an escort. After the ball, my partner and I emerged from the hall to discover a cloudburst. No one could venture out in such a deluge. The cloud stood and waited. However, I found myself being escorted to a car. Roger, the owner of the Riley, had approached my companion and offered to drive us home. How very kind of him. Roger now knew where I lived. I already had a boyfriend in Sydney and was not at all interested in any followers. However, I was having loads of fun through the week, going out with a group from the guest house and to everything that was on, mostly dances and sometimes a ball. We were all lonely and away from home. It was my first year of teaching. Home was never like this. I was jolly tired when I arrived home to Sydney East weekend, but that could easily be explained. Roger happened to know the owner of the guest house, and I got invited to dinner several times. I agreed to go with him to the Vickers. On the first outing, the 1929 broke down. Riley, we walked the rest of the way. Roger seated me in the desk circle with a large box of chocolates and disappeared. He was back by the end of the show, having fixed the car and drove me home. I went out with him again, and this time the Riley had a flat tire. I jumped out to offer to help. That was my mistake. Roger was hooked. He took me to the Keebor Valley and then to Portland, Victoria, to meet his family and friends. In soaring heat, with the windows wide open and a bucket of water at my feet, we dipped and wrung out towels, draped them around ourselves to keep cool. When we came to pubs, we topped up the buckets. Water was free. The first night, we stayed at a pub, but after that, we just stopped by the side of the road and lay on the ground. Money was short, and this was an adventure. We married the day the war started, and we settled into the new home Roger had built in Wollongong.
Mim Egan, remembering when she met Roger, the man with the Riley, more than 80 years ago, and who became her husband. Mim is 103 years old. What a gorgeous story. And thanks also to Mim's daughter, Vivian Spencer, who helped her mum record that piece for us. The sound production on it by our audio engineer, Carey Dell. And hey, if Mim can do it, you can do it too. Love to get your Life in 500 Words story on the theme of a turning point in your life by recording yourself on your smartphone using the voice memo app that's on it. There are full instructions for you on the Life Matters website.